Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I also believe that the Antichrist, not only will be Jewish, not only will he be from the tribe of Dan, I believe that he's going to be a homosexual. I mentioned that last week in Daniel chapter number 11. You don't have to turn there. I have it marked with a paperclip. Daniel chapter 11, verse number 37. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers. And by the way, if you had your Bible open, the word God there is a capital G. It's not a small g. Another reference that this Antichrist, he's not going to regard the God, Jehovah God, of his fathers. Has to be a Jew. It cannot be the Gentile in the Old Testament. Are you following? The Gentiles in the Old Testament, their God was little G-O-D. The Hebrews, their God was capital G. Are y'all following? This is yes, this is no. Am I going too fast for y'all? Okay. That regard the God of his fathers, the Antichrist, nor the desire of women. What is more antichrist than an abomination? It's an abomination for homosexuality. I call them sodomites. That's not a good name, but people will look at it, but that's what they are. It's an abomination. And how can it be more antichrist than being a sodomite? Or for some of you that think that's a little strong, that's homosexual, you know, or gay. You know, we live in a crazy world. It's becoming accepted now. I just read yesterday, and I rarely read the news, but it's catching my interest what's going on in Ukraine, and something popped up about who's going to be the Democratic nominee in 2024, whatever it is. I don't think Biden can even make I'm going to leave this one alone, but you know where I am at that. They think the top is that Pete Buttigieg or Buttigieg, whatever his name is. He's an avowed homosexual. Married to a guy, God help us, that they adopted a kid. And that's accepted in our nation, accepted in the world. I'm just saying that I could go on. The Antichrist will be homosexual. It's going to be accepted worldwide. We are there. It's accepted now. I tell you what, I never in my 10 years ago, I would never saw this coming. Where you can, if you want to declare yourself to, am I off my subject? I'll catch this rabbit, okay? If you want to be a woman, you can be a woman. If you think you're a guy, you know what I'm talking about? It's acceptable now in the world, not here, not according to Scripture, but the world looks at that. And so I said all this, the Antichrist, it says in Daniel 11, 37, nor the desire of women. The word desire means he will not take pleasure or delight in women. What does that mean, preacher? He takes pleasure and delight in men. Don't regard anybody, for he shall magnify himself above. Anyway, there's so much here, I got to move on. So we see from Scripture, I believe, that the Antichrist would be a Jew from the tribe of Dan who's going to be a homosexual, and he's going to have some characteristics, and we looked at these, and then we'll get into the chapter. He's going to be an intellectual genius, Daniel chapter 8, verse number 23, it mentioned that. He can be a very smart fella. Remember I said that means he could not come from Polk County. I actually have that written in my notes. Daniel chapter 8, 23. He shall have understanding and dark sentences. In other words, he's going to speak some things. He's very intelligent. He's not only going to be an intellectual genius, he's going to be an oratorical genius. Daniel 11, 36 talks about that. When he speaks, he's going to speak with flowing words, flowering words, and people are going, ooh, fall at his feet. Daniel 11, 36 speaks of that, and let me just read that real quick. He shall speak marvelous things. People are going to fall at his feet. I have to move on. He's going to be a commercial genius, and Daniel 11, 43 speaks about this, and he shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver and all the precious things. And we read about it in Revelation 13 and all that one world commerce. He's going to be a political genius. Revelation 17, we'll get there later, it's the one world government. He's going to be controlling this whole world. It'll be one world economy, a one world government, a one world religion. He's going to be a military genius. Revelation 6:2, he's going to conquer that. And then, of course, I mentioned the religious genius. He's going to have a one world church, and that's just the introduction. Let's get into Daniel chapter 1. Are you ready? Daniel. Revelation 13. I told you my ADD's kicking in this morning. Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. I just want to mention his demonic description. I'm going to leave this section alone till we get to Revelation chapter number 17. Because it describes it even in Revelation chapter number 17. So this morning, I'm just going to read and let you know that it's this demonic description here. And again, he sees this. He's on the sand of the sea. He sees a beast rise up out of the sea. And there's that description of this beast. Verse number 2, he was likened to a leopard, and his feet was unto a bear, and his mouth a lion, and the dragon. I want you to notice. The dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. Who is the dragon? Satan is the dragon. Matter of fact, I won't get to it this week. Next week, we'll see somebody called the false prophet. It's called the unholy trinity that's introduced in this chapter. There's the holy trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And by the way, again, when we use that term, we call them by names. Again, I hope this isn't boring to y'all, but y'all are Bible students. In our King James Bible, which is the Word of God, it's mentioned the Holy Spirit numerous times, and even more times it's mentioned the Holy Ghost. And critics of our Bible, and I hope you have a good King James Bible, they would say that the people who translated this, they misinterpreted it should either be Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit, and they'll criticize our text because they're different. Well, I'm here to tell you there are no mistakes in your Bible. None. If there's a mistake, it's up here in your noggin, the way you're looking at it and all. There are no mistakes. Well, why is it translated Holy Ghost and Holy Spirit? Well, the Holy Ghost is his name. When we talk about the Trinity, I'll give you an example. In Matthew chapter number 28, when you baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Other times anytime it talks about the Holy Ghost, it speaks of the personage. When it speaks about the Holy Spirit, it speaks of the working of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit, his work. The fruit of the Spirit is joy, peace, long-suffering. That's what are you following the difference? When it speaks of him as the third person of the triunity of the Godhead, it speaks of him as the Holy Ghost. That's his name. And there's nothing wrong with saying Holy Spirit. Don't leave out of here and say, well, I can't say Holy Spirit. No. Nothing wrong with that. I'm just as Bible students, you ought to know some things, okay? When it mentions Holy Spirit, it speaks of his workings. Are y'all following? You may not agree with me, but you've been wrong before, okay? So we see the Holy Trinity. Here in this chapter, we see the unholy Trinity, the dragon, who is Satan. We see the beast, who is the Antichrist, and then we're going to see the false prophet, who will be the one who will exalt the Antichrist the same way the Holy Spirit exalts Jesus. We don't worship the Holy Spirit. Amen. Matter of fact, in the book of John, it talks about the Holy Spirit will push Jesus to the forefront. Again, I won't go there any farther. I got to move on. But we see this triunity that Satan will give him his power. It's important. It's important when we get this next verse to understand that. Satan will give the Antichrist his power and his seat and great authority. How powerful is Satan? Before you get to verse number 3, your mind start flowing, because verse 3 is a very controversial verse. Satan is very powerful, okay? He is created, God created him. He is a created being, but he can do, remember there's an angel who would be, what we'd say would be inferior to Satan, that there was, in the Old Testament, we see an angel in one night slew over 100,000 enemies of Israel. I'm trying to think who they were now, Syrians or whoever they were. And I love this section. He says, and they woke up dead.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.